This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. Last week, Indian markets ended with cuts of about 1.5%, the Nifty just holding on to that 17,500 mark, but there was a sell-off which took place particularly towards the end of trade. The resistance from now will be seen at the 17,700 to 17,800. This morning, we've woken up to weak cues from the global markets. US markets end at two-month lows. The Dow down 0.5%, the Nasdaq selling off close to about 1%. This is on the back of FedEx withdrawing its 2023 guidance, citing weak demand, and the stock tanked close to about 21%. So this profit warning from FedEx spooked the US markets on Friday. S&P 500 and the Nasdaq also posting their worst weekly fall since June. The focus is going to be on the FOMC, the Fed rate hike on Wednesday. While the street, the consensus is still at a 75 basis points rate hike, but after the inflation print that we got last week, now increasingly there is a call that there is a possibility of an outsized 100 basis points rate hike from the Federal Reserve. The US 10-year yield is now close to levels of 3.5%, while the dollar index is hovering just shy of that 110 mark. In terms of flows, the FII sold more than 3,000 crore in cash on Friday. The DII sell was about 36 crore. But again, these have been impacted by the rebalance which took place. Talking about stocks, watch for Ambuja, because post-market hours on Friday, the company announced the issuance of preference of warrants to the promoter entity. They will be raising about 20,000 crores on conversion, and the price of warrant conversion has been set at 418.9 rupees per share, a 19% discount to the current market price. So the Ambuja twins, now Adani Cement Group Company twins, Ambuja and ACC, should be on your radar. Cipla has been issued three repeat observations from the US FDA for the Goa plant, so not good. Inox Wind could be on your radar, as sources say that Inox Green Energy has got the SEBI nod to launch a 740 crore IPO, which could happen in the second half of October. Wellspun Corp has an order win, while Adani Power, it has withdrawn its delisting offer. Remember, they had intimated the shareholders of a delisting on 23rd of July 2020, but now that stands withdrawn. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Have a good trading session. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.